Hello, I'm Carrie.
And I'm Melinda. And Carrie and I decided it'd be a good idea to prepare a statement for our families who are out there searching for that elusive, perfect Mother's Day gift. Now, Carrie and I differ somewhat on ideas for this gift, and she won the coin toss.
Yay!
So I will be her interpreter. Carrie?
Thank you, Melinda.
You're welcome.
To all of our loved ones, our husbands, our children, and Miss Bonita down at the corner coffee shop that makes those little chocolate chip muffins. They are so good. I could just eat. Okay, sorry. We know you work hard all day long at your jobs and at school, and so we'd like to take the opportunity to say that this Mother's Day, all we need is your love, your time, and your affection. There's no need for material gifts such as flowers or jewelry or gift cards. We feel your appreciation in your hugs and your smiles, that sparkle in your eyes, the homemade cards, and the clay handprints. All those special moments I will cherish. The first words you spoke, the first time you walked, all those nights I stayed up with you when you were sick. I love taking care of you. I wouldn't even know what to tell you to get me for Mother's Day. Because flowers wilt, jewelry loses its shine, gift cards are lost and forgotten. But your time, your affection, Miss Bonita, those little chocolate chip muffins, they stay right here. So please don't stress out this Mother's Day. Don't worry about what to get me. I have the gift of your love, and that is all that I need. It is an honor to be your mom, because I know that our time together is so short. You won't be my baby forever. Well, just yesterday you were toddling up to me, reaching up those little chubby arms for me to pick you up. All too soon, there will be a last goodnight story, the last nighty-night hug, the last little kiss before my little bird flies away. Aww.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day!
Now I'm her interpreter. She said Happy Mother's Day.
I love my kids.
She loves her kids.
I do.
She does.
Happy Mother's Day, ladies. We want to say we honor you, we love you, and we thank God for you. And may your day be blessed. May you have an exciting, fun, peaceful, and most importantly, quiet day. Happy Mother's Day to you. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We say thank you for your love and your mercy, a love and a mercy that you have instilled in our mothers, Lord. And we say thank you for them. But Father, they will bring you honor as they raise your children to bring honor and glory to you. May we, as your church, never cease to declare your goodness and to say to the world that our God reigns. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Here we go.
Oh, last week, Dad talked about the Holy Spirit, who He is, what He does, what He brings when He comes, and how much we need Him in our life. That's why this song is such a cry. I wanted to read this scripture real quick. It's talking about Peter and John. They were imprisoned. Peter and John were imprisoned in the early church, and the scripture starts as soon as they get back to a room, probably smaller than this one, but Peter and John made it back to a room full of believers. And this is what happened. As soon as Peter and John were freed, they returned to the other believers and told them everything that had happened. And when they all heard the report, all the believers, they lifted their voice and sang together in prayer to God. Said, "O Lord, Creator of the heaven and the earth, of the sea and everything in them, You spoke long ago through the Holy Spirit, saying, 'Why are the nations so angry? Why do they waste their time with futile plans? The rulers gather together against the Lord and against the Messiah.'" And they continued to pray, saying things like this: "Lord, hear the threats against us and give us great boldness preaching Your word. Stretch out Your hand with healing power. Stretch out Your hand with many miracles and miraculous signs and wonders, that they be done through the name of Jesus." And after this prayer, the meeting place was shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they began to preach the Word of God with boldness. Lord, I pray that we'll be able to, it'll be the cry of our heart here this morning as we sing this again, that we want to be filled up with that same Holy Spirit that brings love, that brings joy, that brings miracles, that brings freedom. Fill us up this morning.
Touches other people, and wherever the river flows, wherever the river flows, it brings life. Let it bring life, Lord. Let it bring life, Lord. Oh, let it bring life. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God.
Thank you, Lord, that it's your desire to fill us. God, that all those things, all the love, joy, peace, the miracles, the freedom from addiction, that all of that just comes as part of you being here. It's just part of what you bring with you. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Thank you that you promised you're here right now. God, we want to recognize your presence. We want to recognize you here this morning.
How do I say thank you, Lord, for the way that you love and the way that you come? Oh, for all you have done and all that you do, Lord, my heart bursts out. Thank you. We don't have to come. For the love you poured out, yeah.
Things I want to say to you. I was sitting down there and I knew it was the Lord. When you start hearing another song while they're singing another song, my brain can't figure all that out, but I knew it was the Lord. I kept hearing that old song that I sang as a kid, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. We are such a what have you done for me lately society. We don't take time to thank God. Look, you didn't get saved when you wanted to. He'd been hunting you down your whole life. But you have no idea how much God has already done for you. Can we just take a moment? Look, the Baptists and the Methodists are going to beat us to the eating places. So just relax. I want you to lift your hands before the Lord. If you're saved, if you got Jesus in your heart, I want you to lift your hands high and just close your eyes. And don't ask for anything. Just thank Him. Just thank Him. Start thanking Him for the many blessings that you have. Lift your hands before the Lord and just tell Him, God, thank you for... You all remember that, Lord. And don't forget to thank Him for your salvation and loving you when you didn't deserve it. Come on, thank Him. Take a moment. Just name them one by one. You ain't got nothing to be thankful for. If it won't come out, there probably is no Holy Spirit there. You might need to get saved. All the different times even bore our shame. Come on, thank you.
You walk through all of my walls.
Come on, lift your hands and sing it to us.
Stepped into my path. You filled my world with grace.
Come on.
You didn't have to come, but
come on.
You wanted to.
Come on. I want to, that you would even talk to us, that you would care about my shame and my pain, that you would care enough to go through hell so I don't have to go there. God, that you would love me when I didn't deserve it. That you would take away the shame. That you would deliver us, Lord. God, for all these and many more, we say thank you, Lord. Come on, just tell him thank you. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap.
Come on. Amen. Amen. Look, before you sit down, I want you to look at somebody next to you right in their eye sockets and tell them, how are you doing? And then tell them, you are looking good this morning. Especially if you know they're a mom. Look, it's always good to tell a mom or a wife in general that she looks good. Because I've come to believe they don't believe their husbands. Doesn't matter what we say, but when somebody else says it, hey, even if I said it, it's good stuff. Man, I'm glad you're here this morning to celebrate Mother's Day 2018. Woo! Come on. Another year, great year of moms being who they are, which I am blessed, as all of us I'm sure think. I am blessed with the most awesome mom in the world. Most awesome, just,
yeah.
I mean, if you poke an orange, you poke an orange, you're going to get orange juice. You poke my mom and you just get Jesus and grace. And Lord knows we poked her a good bit growing up. And not me, but I have other brothers that took care of that. I was praying in the closet for my mom to be encouraged and uplifted. You know. So, all right. If this is your first time here, man, we're glad that you're here. We hope that you feel safe and at home here. We're glad you decided to celebrate Mother's Day with us. And if this is your first time, all we ask you to do is go out those double doors in the back, turn to the left. We've got a gift for you. And if you're a mom today, you get triple the gift. Whatever it is, whether it's something or monetary, you get triple. I don't know what it is. You'll have to find out. Let's give a hand for all of our first-time visitors. All right. And look, if you haven't got your mom a gift yet, there is still time. There's still time. Let's take a look at our RLM minute.
Hey guys, we are excited. If you are 50 years and up, we are having a special event for you on May 19th. We are going to Landrum's Homestead and Village. The cost is only $10 for the admission, and also bring money for food. We will be leaving the church parking lot May 19th, 8:30 a.m. For more information, please see Ms. Maury Finley or Ms. Gail Jenkins. Kids camp. It's happening.
Youth camp's happening too. In June.
Cut! Hey guys, I appreciate all that you're doing. It's really awesome, but it's a little boring. So could you give me, spice it up a little bit? Give me some emotion, okay? All right. Lance, got some emotion?
Gotcha.
All right. Take two.
But registration is $65. I don't have that kind of cash. Where am I going to get it? I'll be left at home all alone. Oh, the humanity.
Yeah, kids camp. It's only $120.
Cut. Hey, Jacob, you're a little over the top, okay? Lance, you did fine. Give me some energy. Yes, some energy. That's what we need, all right? Did you know that stress can affect your heart? No. No, you're supposed to say yes. Did you know that stress can affect your heart health? Yes.
Oh, well, how'd you know?
My wife told me.
Well, I didn't know either. You know why I didn't know?
Your wife didn't tell you?
No, because I've never been to medical school.
But I know somebody who has. His name is Dr. Anthony Morales.
Oh, awesome guy. Awesome guy. He's going to be teaching on how stress affects your heart, a.k.a. also known as your ticker.
That's right. He's going to be doing that next Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Manna building.
But there will be no Bluebell there because my nephews ate it all.
Youth Camp is happening this June 18th through 22nd. Don't miss this opportunity to have the best summer of your life for only 10 payments of $59,999. You can sign up today at rlministry.org or on the app or in the foyer. Don't miss your chance. But wait, if you order today, you can get another opportunity for someone else for free. Call the number below.
Kids Camp is happening June 6th through the 8th. You can sign up online or on the app.
Cut! Jacob, really? That's a little bit too much. Lance, great job. I tell you what, guys, we gotta wrap this up. We need to make it fast, okay?
The kids' camp is happening at the same place from June 6th through the 8th for $120. Please sign up today on the app or online.
He said to him, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said to him, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I'm going to build my church. And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Wow. That's a pretty cool gift, I would think. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Let's pray. Father, I just ask you in the name of Jesus just to be with us. Touch us. And God, I pray that you will just give your revelation. In your name we pray. Amen. Now, that passage I just read was in red. So that means it's coming from the revelation of God. Now, I'm gonna talk fast if you can listen fast. Amen. If you say amen, I know you got it. I move on. All right? Amen. Thank you, Zach. Somebody's hungry in here. Anyway, here's what I want you to. Jesus said, now I don't want to cause an argument, but I got to address it because it's in the passage. Jesus said, I'm going to build my church. Now, this word church is a big deal because it's God's idea. God only established two things on the earth, the family and the church. And they both kind of work the same way. All right? You need to know that. They got some of the same similar rules to live by. But this church, it is called many different things. It says we are the body of Christ. It says we are the family of God. It says that we are the church. Now here's what I want you to hear. And we have lost in America. We have lost what it means to be in the church. We have forgotten, sadly, it has become more corporate, more run like a corporation than it is the church. I mean, I want you to see what a big deal this is. This is a big deal. I mean, Jesus Christ said, look, I'm going to build my church and I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom. Now, that sounds pretty big deal to me. And then he takes it a step further. I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom, and whatever you loose on earth, I'm going to loose in heaven, and whatever you bind on earth, I'm going to bind in heaven. I'm thinking, big deal. This is big. We need to understand, first of all, he was not taught. I know that there is a denomination that believes that this is when Peter, he was talking about Peter. I'm going to build my church on Peter. Well, see, that's totally wrong. You let the church, the Word of God interpret the Word of God. If you don't know what something means, if it's talked about in another place, you go, oh, that's what it means. Let the Word of God. Who is called the rock all through the Bible? Jesus. Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you. Hey, you awesome, man. That man's hungry. He's ready to get through this sermon. Do you understand? He was not talking, I'm going to build my church on Peter. He was talking about the revelation that Peter had. He was talking about, I'm sorry if you come from a background and, you know, I don't talk bad about other churches, but that's just wrong. Because Peter, well, we know what Peter did. And so, you know, Peter's like us. I don't want the church built on me because I'll screw it up. Amen? You wasn't supposed to amen that one. But Jesus is building his church. Jesus wants to build his church, the family of God, the body of Christ, the church. Now you need to understand what the word church means. The word church means ekklesia in the Greek. It's the Greek word. It means called out ones. Called out. He separates yourself. What separates us from the world? Huh? Come on, what is it? It's the revelation. The revelation of who Jesus is. He is who he says he is. He did what he says he can do, and I believe it. And he called me out. He called me and said, I am the Lord. I am the Christ. And all of a sudden I said, yes, you are. Well, at that moment, he called me out. If you're saved, you're called out. He's saying, you. Man, that's something to be excited about. I got the revelation. Jesus is who he says he is. And the whole thing, this whole thing, everybody look at me. This whole thing is built on who Jesus is and what he did. It is not built on a set of rules. It's not built. This is not a corporation. This is not an organization that you join. This is the body of Christ, built on the revelation of who Christ is. Now, you got to get that. Now, I understand that sometimes you got to have rules. And I understand that. I'm with that. Like, I can do a lot of things with two children that you can't do with 11. Right? You got to have, I understand that. But it's still the family. And we have lost what it means to be part of the family. We have lost what the church is. We are supposed to carry his glory. Not me, we. So, what is this mystery? The Bible calls it a mystery. You know why it's a mystery? It's a mystery to those who are perishing. It's not a mystery to us who believe. Amen. First one. Let's go through this quickly. One body. One body. First of all, let me put up those three things. These are three things I just picked out that the church should be doing. To carry his glory, defeat hell, to shine his light. That's what we should be doing. We are the one. I am no threat to the devil's kingdom. But we are. And he say, the gates of hell shall not stand against the church. Are you hearing me? That's why Satan wants to keep us offended and separated and all this stuff. I am not advocating we should all be one church meeting at one place. I'm not saying that. Just like we got different families, but we are part of the same family. This family should be a threat to the devil's kingdom in this area. We should be that. It is our calling. It is our right. It is who we should be. And if we are not living up to that, we as individuals cannot fulfill that calling, but we can. So, number one, first of all, we are one body. Look at Ephesians chapter 4. Therefore, I am a prisoner of God. What am I a prisoner of? The revelation. To walk worthy of the calling for which you were called. Is he, look, what is he saying there? Is he saying we're all preachers? Oh, please, God, no. You can't sling a dead cat without hitting a preacher. All right? But listen to me. The calling. What was the definition of the church? The called out ones. If you are part of the church, you have had a calling, a calling out. You are called out. Walk worthy of that calling. And then he begins to describe it. He begins to describe what does it look like to walk worthy? Do I got to walk around going, holy, holy? Do I got to dress a certain way? Do I got to do all that? Come on, that man's having a tough time, isn't he? I said, hey, Chris, they get older. I promise. I know that for a fact. You know, keep battling. Look what he says. Look what he says. Look at me. I'm just reading the Bible. With all lowly, you're walking worthy of the call. We're called out once. We're called out. We're part of the family. With all lowliness and gentleness. And long-suffering, bearing with one another, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. He instantly starts talking about the way you treat one another. There is one body, one Spirit, one Lord. Just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. He's our Father. We're all connected. What does that mean? We're all connected. You're connected with me. Now, it does not mean we all got to hang out on Saturday evening and grill out. Okay? I can't hang out with all of you. You can't hang out with me. You might not want to ever invite my family over for dinner. I don't know. A lot of people don't. They're scared. You know, inviting the herd over. I understand that. But here's what I want you to understand. I'm connected to you. See, Micah does not call Matthew to hang out with him on Saturday night. There's an obvious difference. But they're still brothers and they still take care of them, each other when they need each other. We're all connected. What did that thing say in verse 4? In verse 16, that same one says, in which every joint supplies. Everybody has a part. We're all important. You're important. You go, well, you might have believed the lie. Well, it don't mean the church will go on without me. Yeah, we might go on, but you'll be missed because we're connected. This weekend was the first time, last weekend, that all the boys came home for the first time in a long time. When they're gone, they're missed. We keep going, but something is missing because everybody pulls apart. Do you not? If you don't get this revelation, you'll always take being part of the body of Christ as a haphazard thing. We are family. We are to carry the light of the world. We are to storm the gates of hell together. And we are the last one. We are more powerful together. We're stronger together. I cannot storm the gates of hell. Only a few people cannot pray all the prayers. We have got to storm the gates of hell. We have got to pray. We're stronger together. I know it's Mother's Day, and I had a great illustration right here. I mean, it came to me, and we were going to play a game of Red Rover, Red Rover. I was going to get you old guys to play it, mainly just to watch old guys run. That would have been funny, you know. We're stronger together. I cannot stand on my own. Are you hearing me? And the sad thing about being, you got to get down off your high horse. Get down off your southern male, I don't need nobody but my gun self. You need people. You're not going to make it. And I tell you this. Hear this. Hear me. You're not going to win all the victories you should have won by yourself. We need each other. We're connected. That's what the body of Christ is supposed to be. Now you begin to see why Satan wants us to divide it, talking bad about each other, this, that, not showing, well, I don't care. We're one body. Next thing. And I'm going to try not to go off on this. It came over me the first service. I was just trying not to, but I might not help it. I'm apologizing in advance. We live by a different set of rules than the world. When are you going to wake up and realize every house, every family has a set of rules, right? You go in that house, you find out what the set of rules are. Some people make you take your shoes off at the door. That's the rules of the house, right? And who makes it? The head of the house, right? Are y'all with me, right? It might be mama made. You know, mama might be the head of the house. I don't know. But all I'm telling you is, there are rules. There are rules. Like, I got rules in my house. You know what rule number one is? If you mess with her, I'm going to hurt you. Now, I don't care if that offends you or not. I told mama, I got 11 sons, and I got a wife that's 4'11", and who is Jesus, mercy, given, I love you, personified. She needs somebody to defend her. It's my house, my rules. You mess with her, I'm going to hurt you. The boys know. They have smarted off to her a couple times, and they picked themselves off the floor. And even now, they'll get a little sassy sometimes, and then they'll realize it, and they'll turn and look at me. Am I coming or not? Why? Because the Father has made the rules of the house, and this is the way you're going to conduct yourself in my house. The Father has made rules of the house. Some of you don't feel the presence of God and the blessings of the Lord are not on your life when He says they are because you're not playing by the rules of the house. We live by the law of the kingdom. His law is love. His law is forgiveness. His law is give grace. Is the law of the unseen kingdom. I don't care what the world says. I know we all like the Rambo movies. I know we all like all that stuff where evil wins until finally at the end we come back with a victory. How about we play by the rules of the house, storm his gates, and we win the whole movie long? How about that? This is family. We live by the law of love. Well, what is love? Well, 1 Corinthians, he explains it very patient and kind. This is the way our family is supposed to live. Do you realize, you know, I know this is important, and I said I wasn't going to go off, but I'm going to go off just for a second, and then I'm going to stop. Okay, let me go off just for a second. I can't help it. I'll explode if I don't. I don't understand why you think that how you treat, I'm not even talking about the world now, I'm talking about other Christians, is not of vital importance to the Lord. When most of the New Testament is written to the church how to conduct themselves with each other. Let me just say this to you. It's number one priority with the Lord. You go, how I know that? Well, he says, love God. If you get the revelation, you say you love God. And what was the next one? Love people. And then he describes love in 1 Corinthians 13. Be patient. Be kind. Anybody in here? Evan, I mean, you like me. We talkers. Anybody in here ever said something you wish you hadn't said? Or is that just me? I mean, anybody ever done something? Anybody ever? Do you understand? How about giving a little grace to others? Why don't we believe something that somebody tells us negative about something? You know, I heard Amy was talking to this, not Sister Amy. Oh, my God. But when we tell them a miracle happens, come on, man. I don't know about that. We don't want to believe that. The rules of the house matter to God, the Father. Everybody look at me. See, y'all worried about, and look, I understand the Ten Commandments. But when the revelation shows up and says, I'm going to boil it all down to, you better love God and then you better love people. About 25 years ago, it was so powerful, I never got over it. I still ain't over it. It's changed my life. Literally changed my life. I had been kind of mistreating Amy because I thought she deserved it. Don't we all justify bad behavior? Whether they do or not, don't we all think we're right? You know, it's kind of like when people say, and I've heard it for 33 years now, when people say, I know the Word of God says, but you better lose that but. I had been mistreating it, and I went into my quiet time, and I was praising God, speaking in tongues. I was doing all the stuff, and I was walking around praying, you know, for this outreach. God, I want to change the world. God, I want to do this. Oh, God, please bless this outreach I'm doing. And all I can say, and I don't care what you think, you know, God walked into the room. And if you've ever felt that, you know what I'm talking about. God walked into the room and he said, hey, that's my daughter you're mistreating. Man, I could not get to Amy quick enough to apologize. Everybody look at me. It's a big deal to God the Father the way you treat his children. Don't think you can gossip and hurt them and get away with it. It's a big deal to the Father. Before she was my wife, she was his daughter. That's the rules set by the Father. We don't live by the world's rules. We live unto God as part of the family. I don't care what the world says. These are the family dynamics. Last one, just real quick. Now I want to pray. We are the pillars and foundations of truth. Look at 1 Timothy 3:15. Look at this. Please read this. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. That word ground literally means foundation. We are the foundation of truth in this community. The church of Jesus, not just our church, but the church of Jesus Christ. If the community does not have the truth, it's our fault. If there's no light in the darkness, it's our fault. It is who we are. It is what the family's supposed to be. It is what the family should look like to other people. We're to carry the glory of God and be so appealing that people are begging to get in. They're begging to get in this family. Why? Because we are conducting ourselves in a way. That was the big threat. That was the big threat back. Look, this is a big threat. It's funny today, because the church has gotten so diluted. It's funny. They look now, if you don't stop gossiping, if you don't stop acting like that, we're going to kick you out of this church. Oh, no, don't do that. Oh, that was like the big threat because it meant something. I want it to mean something again. I want you to know what it feels like. I know they don't all know me, but they'll take care of me. Because here's the bad part. I hate to say this, but I feel compelled to. What we run into, there's a lot of people want the blessings of being part of the family without participating in the family. Well, ain't y'all supposed to be church, pay our bills, take care of us, food for the funeral, but we only see you once every 2 years? Now, you don't get the blessings of the family. And you go, well, that's pretty exclusive, isn't it? Yeah, it was meant to be. Because it's going to be real exclusive at the end, isn't it? He's going to say, is your name written in the Ram's book? If it's not, you go over here. If it is, come on in. You're part of the family. That's pretty exclusive. But also, if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. What does that mean? That means when me and Dan come along together, we can make a difference. But when we come along together, we can storm the gates of hell. Why do you think I keep saying I'm praying and standing for a drug-free county? Why am I doing that? Because I believe we can accomplish it. Because that's a gate of hell and it needs to come down. In the Bible, Jesus just said, I'm going to build my church to such a place, gates of hell won't stay against. You start loosing things on earth, I'm going to loose them in heaven. You start binding things on earth, I'm going to bind them in heaven. But we got to become family first in our spirit, in our minds. Does that make sense? Greatest gift, and I know this is from the Lord. Me and Amy have had this discussion many times. And I hope this convicts you and blesses you and spurs you on. the best thing that happens to us is when we see our children loving on each other. Man, I can't tell you just, I mean, we've sat in our bedroom talking, thinking, God, thank you. It got through. And the greatest pain is when our children aren't for each other. You cannot gossip. You cannot tear down other Christians, even on Facebook. God can read. God can read. Do not, just like if it's in the negative, how about let's turn it around? You want to bless the father? Bless his children. Love on them. Be gracious to them. Be quick to forgive. Don't be so easy. Don't take yourself so seriously. Look, it's not your opinion that matters. You don't get to decide. It's all about God's opinion. He sets the family rules. And when we do that, Satan and his kingdom is pushed back. Amen. We have the truth. We should understand the world doesn't have the truth. We are more powerful together.